Gemara says, Nechlal, if so, that the Tanakama, so what Tanakama holds, that Nitin Lechazor Semisid Bezna, that's the Kasha like. Tanakama holds like, we'll wait and not kill this person until Bezna first passed in Zois, whether he's Chayiv the Mammon or not. So Gemara says, that can't be. Like, we know we don't, we're not Mammon Din Rashi Seshain, Rashi Lechazim is Beshain, Ata Yochol Lazir Lebezdin, Velamed Bedin, Amasha Chovol, Sheiman Esadin, like, we don't do this. So the question is, what's Tanakama? They must be like, but to me, it's a question. Once the person has a chiv to be killed, we don't wait. We don't wait to have another psak din on something else. We have him killed right away. So why does the Tanakama say you have to pay? So Rabbi Yosef, the milva alpeh, goyim and yosef nifka, nechnaim, yosef machlekes over here. That Tanakama of a milva alpeh is goyim and yosef, yes. Even though there's no psak din yet, it's only like a milva alpeh. It's only a loan. Like, we know you have to pay the money. So the Tanakama holds we collect from the Yorshim. The Shemir Loza Sovano and the government Yorshim can't collect from the Yorshim. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon Loza Sovar and the government of Yorshim, you don't collect from the Yorshim. Rabbi says no, the Kuli Yam everybody holds Milva Pe is Tanaka ain't the government Yorshim, you don't collect from the Yorshim. Vokov here, the Milva Subatura, like that before, the Milva Subatura, Kusubishtan Domi Kamiflagi. A Tanakama, so when you mazik somebody, the Torah says you have to pay for that. So that's called the Ksuva Tanakama Sova, Kesuva Vishtar Domi, a Chiv Minat Torah, is like it's written down in the Shtar, and therefore you could collect it from the Yoshim. Veshem Eloza Sova, no, Lav Kesuva Vishtar Domi, it's not still like written down in the Shtar, therefore you still can't collect it. Next, we have a question. It says the Gemara in Bava Basra, HaChoyfe Boy B'Shus Rabim, somebody is digging a ditch in the Shus Rabim, the Nofel Olav Shor, a Shor falls on top of him, for our guy, and kills him, while the guy is digging the ditch. Zalokha is Pota. Like the Baal HaShor is Pota to pay for the money, to pay the Koyfer for killing this person, because it's the person's fault, he shouldn't have been digging a Boy B'Shus Rabim. For lawyer, not only this, El Shemes, let's say the Shor kills the person, is El Shemes Hashem. If the Shor dies, then your Shebalabor Chiyovim Leshalim. The Balabor has to pay to Mei Hashor, and even though the Balabor is killed also, the Yorshim have to pay. Chayon Leshalim to Mei Shor Lebalov. So who you see the Chur here? There was no Psak Bezdin. It's the Chur, and still you see the Yorshim have to pay. So you have right either the Milva Barapay, you do money from Yorshim, or else you have right the Milva Ksuva Batar, Ksuva Bishtar Dami. A Kobon of the Kashan of Tanakama. Omer Rabilo, Omer Rav, no, he'll learn Pshat Avir, Kishom de Bedin, that the case was that first they made a Psak Bezdin, that you made the Balabor, that you're chayav to pay for the Shor. Fred Yomorvo Hogu Gatorni says clearly here that the Shor fell in and killed the person. So how could you say we had a Psak Bezdin here, the guy died there? Omer Rav Adam Aravo, Kishor Su Treifa, mean not that the Shor killed him, the Shor made the man into a tracer. He's going to die. But he didn't die yet, so they first made a Psak Bezdin, and they mechayiv him to pay the Demei HaShor, that's where maybe they collect from the Yorshim. I've Omerav Nachman, Tony Choga learned that Mesva Kovit says the case was the guy died and they buried him right over there. And the Ilchus says the Maskana really is like this. The Ilchus saw the Yasvi dying Yapuma Debiri. We're talking about Dafka over there, that there was Dayonim standing there by the mouth of the bar. As soon as the Shor fell down, and the Shor killed the man in it. But it took a few minutes for him to die. So as soon as the Shor fell down, there was a bezin there, and there were machai of the Baal HaShor to pay for the value of the Shor. And then the person died. There was a Psak Bezdin. Therefore, everybody agrees, that's the Suvah Vishtar Domi. Therefore, he collected from the Yoshim. Torah Rabbah, learn by this. What's going to be Hayoit Sil Yor? Someone's going out to be killed. So, Mezin Olov Midam Chatos Midam HaShomai. Let's say he has a korban at home that's supposed to be brought. So we still bring the korban. We bring the Dam Chatim and Dam HaShomai. Because if the guy's still alive, it's not called a Gachata Shemesa Baleo. What's going to be Chot to be to show while they're taking him out, he does the Chet. So he says, wait, I want to bring Korban first, he does the Chet for Shoigig. Ain't his Zotan, we don't listen to him. My time on Rav Yosef of Nei, Sheiman Nesadino, we can't wait with the Psak Din. We have a Psak Din to kill him, we can't wait with it. So we have to kill him right away. So we don't take our time to let him bring his Korban. Omalei Abai, Abai Sadiyachi, so Afilu Reishinam, the first case also. Now how do we wait to have those Shechita done, those Rika done? We shouldn't be Manan as Dinoi, even though he did the Chet and had the Korban set aside already. So for instance, the case there was, going Shoy Yaziv Chay Zavuach, the Eish Ashoah, the Shechita was done already. All you need is Rika's Dam, it takes a second, so that we let him do.
The Gemara said, what's going to be Yabalein? Zivcha is not the Zevach is not. The Korban was not Geshochten yet. My, what do you want to tell me, Lloyd? Then you don't wait. It is so odd that Tony Chet was there to say the Sefer. Chot, but sure, we did a Chet at that time. And it's not going to Lloyd, we don't listen to him to wait to bring his Korban. Lifleg, listen, but it must make a difference by itself. To Nedva Mamurim, Shehoye Zavuach, Zavuach, we are to show, when do we say we'll bring his Korban if the Shechita was done already? Avalein Zavuach Zavuach Loib, if the Korban was not Geshachni, we won't bring it for him. It's more so Shehoach, you know, because we meant to say, to Nedva Mamurim, Shehoye Zavuach Zavuach, we are to show, we're Geshachni already at that time. Avalein Zavuach Zavuach, Nasa Kimi Shechot, we are to show, we are to show, we are to it's Meitaka, Avalein Zavuach Zavuach, Aval, Ein Zavuach Zavuach, but if the Korban was not Geshachni yet, then it's as if he just did the chet now, when we taka do not wait, that's the kalai nezakhim, we don't wait, we're not manas dinoi, the search halacha, you have to give him the misa right away, we don't wait, not even to give him time, to make the shechita for the korban, and to have it brought. Alright, we'll stop here. The Mishnah here, the Zayin Omer Aleph here, the Mishnah says like this, the Yishur Shiyotzel Horig, and Yishur had a psak din upon her, that she's chayiv misa. The locker is ain man tin in law achetelet. We don't wait until she'll give birth. We don't wait. That's called ino hadin. Then she has the chiv misa right now. We have to kill her right now. And I, the kid, is a kid. The pshat is though. It's called chag gufa though. It's called part of the gufa of the isha. It's called one body. Therefore, we can kill it. Our isha she yoshval on the Shabbos. We have an isha that sat down on the delivery table already. And she started to deliver, like, and then there's a psak that she has to be killed. So now, mamtinun lachatelet. Now we wait till she gives birth first. Rashi says, Yashval Mashav means kodim shnig madin, before they made the psak din. So now the locher is, Rashi says, the chivun the okar, since the baby started to move, and noah, then koin my guf acharino, it's called like a different guf. Since it's on the delivery table, it starts to come out like, even though it's not out completely yet, but it's considered a body by itself. Therefore, only she's chayiv misa, not the baby. So in this case, now we wait until she gives birth. If he has mamtina lacha tailat here, what's going to be the isha shenergo is nenin besara, an isha that was killed, that died shenergo, we killed her. Misha's chayiv misa. So locher is nenin besara. Let her have enough from here. We'll see in the Gemara why. Behema shenergo. That's the behema that was killed. Is asura bano. That's also bano. A behemoth that has been killed, like Rashi says, the Kaimel, but the Moram Sokin says, Balar Shor Noki means Kodem Shom Lechaveroi, Yotza Plogi Nokim in Chosav, he had no behemoth, no Shokulam, he has no enjoyment from it at all. Therefore, like if Yeshua had to be killed, I mean Yeshua Mestam killed the person, so it's called the Shor Hanisko, so once Bezdin kills Yeshua, the Shor is also Bano, even the hair is also Asa Bano. So see in the Gemara, why Ben Isha, why her hair was Mutabano? So Moram says, first of all, Pshito, goofy, like in the ratio where Anisha, they, even though she's pregnant, she prescribes Misa, Pshita, we kill her with the kid, like the baby right now, it's part of her goof. Zemara says, no, it's Rechsuni the Chiddush. Because otherwise, Sakutatech Min, I would have thought to say, Hoyluk says, since the Pasuk says, Kasha Yushas Olev Balu Isha, that usually if somebody kills the baby, so you have to pay back to the husband how much it's worth. So I would have thought to say, Memoina the Balhu, that the baby like is called owned by the husband. For a lift today, Minay, we have no right to be mastered from him. So if I were to say, if Isha is pregnant, we have no right to kill the baby, but we have to wait until she gives birth and then we'll kill her. Here's Kamash Mlon, that's the Chiddush and Mishnah know, that we do not wait, we don't care about that after the moment from the Baal, and still we kill her right now. So why is the question, why not? The Yayim, why on the Sokhanam? Let's say like this, Taka. Why don't I say, Taka, we should not kill her right away? Yayim Ochinami. So when it says, Amar Bavu, Amar Rav Yech, Amar Kod, the Pasuk says, Umeisu Gam Shneihem L'Rabbis Esavlat. It's a special Pasuk that we kill both of them, means the mother and the baby when she's pregnant. So the Pasuk saying, we don't wait, but we have to kill them. Rashi says, L'Rabbis Esavlat, Chesagra, we thought to say, Mishneihem Yalef. It says the word, Umeisu Gam Shneihem. It just should have said, Umeisu. And I would know, that we have to kill both of them. So what's Loshin Shneihem? Umeisu Gam Shneihem. The Rebbe says, well, here's the case when Isha had Znus, where Eshes Ish was Mazana with the man, so the Pasuk says we killed them both. So Pshita we killed them both. It just should have said Umeisu. So I mean, if the word Shneihem is the Rebbe's even the Vlad. But the more noble, me boldly, we need this posik, Chiu Shneim Shovim, Divu Rabbi Yashia, that when do we kill the lady? Only when the lady and the man both have the same Chiv Misa. Rashi says, Abulim Hoisi, let's say she was a Katana, even though she was married, the father married her off, she's a Katana. And the man that has Nusmutah was a Godel, wrote the opposite way. If the man was a Katan, and she was a Gedolah, so in a case where one does not get Misa, because one is a Katan or a Katana, so the other one is Potter for Misa. That's what we do with this word, Umesu Gam Shneim. That we only kill one, but we can kill both. But if one of them is Potter, because it's a Katan or a Katana, we don't kill the other one either. So you need this Pasuk already. Zemora says, these are words of Rabbi Yashia. Zemora says, Ki Kamrit Migam. Our drasha is the word Migam, that's extra. It says, Umesu Gam Shneim. From the word Gam is Larabois, even the Vlad also we kill. We don't wait till his birth, we kill the Vlad also. Then the Mishnah says, let's be Yoshua on the Shabbos, he's on the delivery table. Then we wait. My time, what's the reason? Kivun the Okar, since like the baby started to move to come out already, then Gufa Chirinu is called another body, it's not called part of the mother. And therefore, since it's another body, so that body is not Chayiv Misa, we have no right to kill it, therefore we have to wait until the mother gives birth first. Omer Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Ha'isha Ha'yoytzeh Lehorei, given Isha was taken out to be killed, like doesn't pass and she has to be killed, so, and she's pregnant, so he holds, Ma'ke Noisa K'neged Beis Roin, we punch her by her stomach over there, by the womb, K'deish Yomas Avlat Chilu, we want the baby inside to die first, K'deish Loi Tovah Dadei Nivol, she should not come to be manuvel, her body be like disgusting. Means to say that otherwise, if we would kill her, so she would die first, and there'll be a live baby like inside, take a few minutes till the baby inside would die. And that's a nivel, it's disgusting for a body. So therefore, we have a right first to kill the Vlad, and then the mother gets killed. See, so the pshat is about the Vlad, now it's not only to come out, it's not, she's not giving birth right now. So this Vlad is not cool like a person, so to kill it, you're not chayiv misa. There's an issa about you're not allowed to make an abortion, you're not allowed to kill a nuba, you're not allowed to. It's tam an issa. But over here it's a little bit better because this uba's mildai anyway. Like we're going to kill the mother. So only yeshayla, if we kill the mother first and then the baby dies inside, it's a nibble to the mother. It's not nice, it's disgusting to her body. So therefore we have a right first to hit the baby, to kill the baby. So again, it's not a real hariga. If it be a real hariga, it'd be also. It's not a real hariga here. So an uba is not called a balchai yet. But there's an issa stamazai to do it. But over here it's mutter because the kid's going to die anyway. So only shall not to be manavul the mother, we have a right to kill the baby first. That's called makin oisa kineged beis roin kdei shemus ablat chila. Yeah. So verse lamei, what do you want to tell me then? Lamei, you want to tell me tihi kodmo meitza, that when we kill the mother is going to die first and then the baby inside. So it's going to be a nivel to the mother. So verse says, Iva kaimla, we hold no, the vlad maispiration, such a situation, we hold that the baby dies first, not the mother. The Tanan, we learned like this, Gemara Bar Basra, that Tinig Ben Yoima, you have a kid, a one-day-old kid. Noichol Amanchol, he himself could yashin, and he could give all the other people to yashin also. What does it mean to say, V'yomer Rav Sheshes, Noichol V'nichseyem, Lahanchil Li'achim Enaz, as if to say, he yashins his mother. His mother's Nechosim. And once he yashins his mother and chos, means to say, if he's a day old and the mother dies later, so if the mother died first, even though that lady he dies, but since the mother died first, he yashins his mother. And now when the kid dies, his brothers from the same father yashin him. So, davko den yonechot, only if the kid is born first. Aval uberlai, but if the kid is not born yet, then we don't say this svara. Why? Do my inspiration. I mean to say if a pregnant lady dies, so we say who dies first? First the kid dies, and the mother dies. Because if it would have been the other way around, if the mother would die first, so the kid then would yashin. So it says now, no, that only because the kid was born does he yashin his mother. But if the kid was not born yet, then we say the kid dies first and not the mother. Avalu beloi, do my inspiration, the kid dies first. Therefore, v'yenha ben yerushasimah b'kever. Since the kid dies first, he cannot yashin his mother like when he's dead already. Lahanchel, to give over that Yerusha to his other brothers, minah, from the same father. So we see here what if a pregnant lady dies, that is considered the baby dies first, and then the mother dies. Because this will be considered the mother dies first and the baby's still alive. So when the mother dies first, her Yerusha will go to her son. And then when he dies, he'll Yashna to his other brothers. This is the case, let's say a father married a second wife. And now this is the first kid he has from this wife. So when the mother dies, and then let's say the father died already. So when the mother dies, her Nechostim will go back to her family. If not for the fact she has a son now. So her son now, if he's alive, he would Yashna the mother. And then when the son dies, his other brothers from the same father would yashin it also. So here it says only if the kid is born. But if the kid is not born, then he doesn't yashin his mother, because the mother dies first. So we see when you have a pregnant lady, who dies first? The mother dies first, not the kid. Don't forget, you see the kid dies first. So what are we worried about? You have to punch the stomach over here. The kid dies first anyway. So Mer says no. Mer says, Hanimili, when do we say true the kid dies first? That's the Gabi Misa, when the mother dies a natural death. Right? Ya'aydi de Vlad Zutra Chiyusa, since the kid has a small amount of life to it, is Ayla Tipa de Malach HaMovis, a normal death is the Malach HaMovis comes and puts some poison inside you, he puts some drops inside it that kills you, or Mechatech Lula Simonim, and it cuts the Simonim with windpipe. So therefore, when those drops go in, so the kid has less life than his mother, therefore no matter, the kid dies first. But over here, when Bezdin is killing the mother, he may sebreisha, the mother, however Bezdin kills the mother, when they strangle her, so here she dies first, and then the kid. So therefore, we make sure to punch the mother's stomach first, to kill the kid first, it should not be menavel the mother. I think more says, I will have you, there once happened a case of Pirchusei, Atloser Pirchusei, that even after a regular case where mother died, even after the mother died, still the kid was kicking away for another 3 days yet, at loss of three kicks yet. So Mer said, that's no proof. That's not a proof to say that the kid died second. But neither did he have a yazdan of halto. It's the same thing as like a tail. If you cut off the tail of the halto, this sheretz, so it shakes around also the tail, even though it's dead already. Because even though it's dead, the Mavachet says, sometimes still it shakes around. So that the kid inside the stomach was shaking around it even after the mother died, that's no proof to say the mother died first. It could be the kid died first. So if that's the matisi, even after it's dead, it can still give its last kicks back and forth. But when you kill a mother, then the mother dies first, so therefore we don't want the kid to be alive in the mother's stomach, so we kill the kid first. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Ve'isha she'yoshra ala meshaber, an isha sitting on the delivery table, u'meisa, and she dies b'Shabbos, even though she dies now on Shabbos. Halacha is, mevi'in sak, and we bring a knife right away, or makarines kriso, we cut open her stomach, or metzirines of lad, to take out the kid, or to try and save the kid. And Rabbanim Rashi says, why? Dezimda de mikri di ma'isabresh. Sometimes it can happen that she die first. So even though we have before the Jews, when the Malach HaMavet kills you, the kid dies first, the vice says it could be possible sometimes, maybe the mother would die first. So even though it happened on Shabbos, when Mechala Shabbos, Nachmas HaSafik, maybe to save the kid. The Morsab Shita, Mayavid, what are we doing wrong? There's no real list here.